Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 244 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her nutrition in the era of COVID-19. Yeah, we've got a terrific show, and we just want to know that this is going to be something important to you to listen to, because all of us want to know how to boost our immune function and how to be able to stay healthy and well when we've got so much uncertainty around this new novel virus.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega acids customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsWomensVitamins.com. And here's your reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. We need to hear your feedback. This is an important time. We love your questions, and we want to make sure that we answer every flippin' one of them. All right, it's time for her. Oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, all of us are sheltered in place, aren't we? And what we're doing is we're asking a lot of questions about literally how to be able to beat this whole COVID-19 novel coronavirus issue. One of the top things on people's minds, and I know on yours by your questions, is how do you really optimize your health and well-being? And one of the most critical elements, of course, is nutrition. Who better to talk about this than Dr. William Lee? He is a pioneering physician, scientist, and author, a Harvard-trained internist who is the author of Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself. Oh my gosh. Well, we've had you on before, and we welcome you back, Dr. Lee. What a change our whole life has taken since the last time we spoke, right?
Yes. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to be back, and thank you for inviting me. And you're right. I mean, since the last time that we communicated, to your audience on the show, our world has completely changed. We have gone from going about our way to suddenly having essentially human civilization stop. The planet's still turning, but I think all of us in our real lives actually have taken a moment to look around and ask something important, which is what matters. And what matters is actually our health, because nobody wants to get COVID-19. And this is, I think, one of the most pressing issues today is, you know, where do we go for reliable information? Nobody wants to go to the hospital, and the doctors are all occupied. So we're stuck at home asking, what can we do for ourselves? And that's really, I think, one of the things that we can communicate to folks is that now more than ever, it's time to really shore up our own body's health defenses, because that's a one kind of healthcare we can do at home that doesn't need a prescription.
Okay. Now, how does one do that with nutrition?
Right. Well, look, I mean, I want to talk about nutrition in one second, but I want to sort of give a totality of our body's health defenses, because, you know, look, we're talking about a virus that has caused us to have an unprecedented event in human history. And yet we've been surrounded by viruses and bacteria since we were born. And most of the time you get a sniffle, you get a cold, maybe you get a flu, and you bounce back and you go back to, you know, your regular life. What's different about this is that you mentioned it earlier, this novel coronavirus. Novel means new. The human body's never seen it before. And so our body's hardwired defenses, which help us protect us against sickness from the time we're born to our last breath, you know, it's still learning. Like, who is this bad guy? How do we deal with it? And so Our immune system, which is one of our most important defense systems for health, we've got other ones as well, but immunity is top of everyone's mind. And so the question is, you know, how do we deal with immunity? First of all, what is immunity? You know, it's really our a whole series of checks and balances inside our body that actually is like a little army of super soldiers that's everywhere inside our body, in our saliva, in our blood, blocking intruders into our body, meaning blocking bacteria and viruses. And so what can we do to support immunity? We've got things like exercise. We know that being physically active helps our immunity. It's getting enough sleep. We know that people who are sleep deprived work night shifts and do all kinds of like stressed out things, lowers immunity. We know stress itself, and gosh, everybody's under stress now, can actually lower immunity. And we also know that malnutrition, undernutrition, even when we're surrounded by food, which means that we're making the wrong choices and our body needs more the right stuff and less of the wrong stuff, can also impact our immunity. And so right now, when it comes to nutrition, the question is, what's the right stuff to eat? And what can we do to make sure that our body is as resistant as possible as humankind is learning how to adapt to COVID-19 and our bodies are learning how to defend themselves better expertly against it? So we need to actually have our shields up, and foods can help.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm kind of sitting here smiling, you know, wryly, because you know and I know that the first thing people did was just, you know, and they're probably still doing it, maybe even more now since we're already out 4 weeks in this shelter in place kind of situation, is that they're all, you know, grabbing snack foods, processed foods, comfort foods to try to, you know, give themselves some level of relief, you know, from all of this. So we've got stress eating going on out there. At the same time, this is the period of time when we really need to be addressing healthier options to boost immune function. How do you see one colliding with the other, and how can someone work their way through that?
Right. Well, listen, I mean, the new normal by this time is realizing that we're not going back to what we normally do. And yeah, it's sure stressful. You know, we're supposed to stay inside most of the time. When we go out, we have to be super careful. So, but we all need to eat and we all need to go to the grocery store, and some places are offering takeout. But when you go out to the grocery store, here's what I notice. I notice that the meat aisles are empty. I notice that a lot of boxed foods and frozen foods are, the freezer sections are empty of stuff. I notice the produce section's pretty full. What does that tell me is that people are buying stuff they think they can freeze up, convenient foods. You know, it's almost like 1950s. You know, let's go back and stock up against the nuclear war that never happened, right? And it turns out that we don't need to be afraid of our food. Our food is actually good. The fresh, good stuff in the produce section is exactly what we need. So I want to tell you what the science tells us. Our immune systems in our body is critically dependent upon just our normal function, okay, just to be able to defend us against any kind of virus, any kind of bacteria, needs to have these micronutrients. These are the tiny little elements within foods that we eat. And what are some of these things? Like vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin B12. So these are sort of the elemental things. So one of the things that I'm telling people is, number one, it's probably a good idea to take a multivitamin or a vitamin that's, you know, designed for the hims and hers of your listening world. That's really important, just to fill up the gas tank, right? That's an important thing. But in order to be able to get more out of your nutrition, when you go to the store, first of all, think about what you want to eat, what you like to eat, and start in the fresh section of the store. The produce section, fruits and vegetables, contain almost all of these micronutrients that our immune system needs. So vitamin C, citrus, oranges, guavas, strawberries, blackberries, you know, these are, we're entering the spring and we'll be going into the summer pretty soon. these are the foods that actually, number one, are safe. Number two, are available. Number three, they actually fill us up with all these vital nutrients and more. And so now more than ever, we need to be able to, you know, do what the rules have told us recently. And those rules haven't changed. Healthy eating involves eating whole foods, mostly plant-based, fruits and vegetables, nuts and legumes are really good for us. So that's one thing I encourage people to do. You know what? I mean, if you're going to get a couple of snacks, it's not a big deal, but don't do stress eating. People who are spending time in the kitchen, one of the things that I'm trying to coach people to do is to, you know, get back to basics. That's one thing that we're able to do now. We have less distractions. So let's go back and, you know, you're sitting in front of the fridge and sitting in front of the kitchen counter, in front of the stove. Let's cook something, you know, find a fruit or vegetable or some food that you like and look online, the internet, to find something that you type it in and figure out a recipe and do that as a challenge to yourself and make it taste great. And what I think is really important are these fruits and vegetables are really important. And then there are some foods that do more than just top off your tank. They actually can supercharge and boost your immune system.
All right. So we've got these foods. Now, you mentioned zinc, for instance. You know, a lot of people out there have been reading that hydroxychloroquine, as well as the Z-Pak, are a drug combination that's now being added with zinc. Why is zinc so important? Explain a little bit about what zinc does when we're talking about viruses, and where else can we find zinc, say, for instance, in food?
Oh, yes. Well, listen, zinc is an element. It's a metal. It's present in lots of different foods. A great source of zinc would be, for example, in nuts, like cashews have zinc, or mushrooms are a good source of zinc as well. Lentils, you know, and dried figs, they're all things that actually have zinc in them. So, maybe a little bit of a small focus for a second about the whole issue about hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak. I have had a whole career in drug development, and I've actually helped to develop drugs for cancer and diabetes and blindness. And so, you know, I know a little bit about the importance of medicines. We are at this point, just as a medical community, I'm an MD, we're just trying to figure out, like, what can we do to prevent people from dying? That's why the ventilators are important. That's why all these, you know, huge clinical trials to test experimental drugs are underway. That's why we're scrambling as a medical community to develop vaccines so we can give something back to society that'll stop this beast in its tracks. But, you know, we don't know what the answer is yet. So, you know, some of these treatments, because they're in the news, they get politicized and people start to blog about them. And there's a lot of things that we don't know yet. Here's what we need to do. The medical community is figuring this out. Have some patients. The clinical trials will work out which ones work, which ones don't. There's probably room for a number of different treatments. But zinc doesn't need to be added to any medicines to be beneficial. You can get that, you know, on your dinner plate. You can get that in a snack. And that's one of the things that I think is so important to, you know, for your listeners to understand is that, you know, one of my favorite sources of zinc, you know, actually are tree nuts. And if you have, you know, a handful of cashew nuts, you'll get more zinc than you need in a day. So that's kind of lentils, you know, things like zinc comes in the ground. So like lentils are also a great source of zinc. Actually what's remarkable is that you can also get zinc in some seafood. So remarkably, even canned tuna. Well, you know, like not fancy tuna. You don't have to go to a sushi restaurant. Even the stuff you get in the grocery store, a canned tuna will have some zinc in it. So,
I love it.
What does zinc do? Zinc actually helps to support immune cells, so they can do what they do. Think about it as a trail. Think of zinc as trail mix for your for some of your immune cells. They're hiking in the woods. They're in your body, looking for bad guys, you know, just trying to make sure that they can be on patrol and do their thing. And if you give them a little trail mix, it makes it easier for them to, you know, kind of do their work and be alert and have attention. That's what zinc is. And you don't need to mix it with any medicine. You can just get it from your plain old food. And sometimes a multivitamin will have some zinc too.
I love it. This is fantastic. And, you know, let's talk about, in addition, what other kinds of foods, what other kinds of ways do we have to boost immunity that's accessible to people, especially while they're still stuck at home?
Well, in my book, Eat to Beat Disease, I one of the things that I really wanted to emphasize is that it's when you want to eat healthy, it's really not about deprivation. It's not about removing things from your diet. It's not about fear, guilt, or shame. It's really about leaning into the things you like. And the good news is that there's more than 200 foods that actually have been shown to help our body's defenses, including our immunity. And if you look in this list, and you know, more than 200 of them, what I tell people to look for the foods that they love. And I'll just share with you some of the ones that I like, and because that might give your listeners a sense that this is not rocket science, it's not impossible, it's not expensive, it's kind of like right, it's within arm's reach. Mushrooms. I happen to love mushrooms. White button mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, portobello, I mean, things that are everywhere. You go to your farmer's market, grocery store. Turns out that mushrooms not only have vitamin D, which is actually good for the immune system, that's a micronutrient. It also has this fiber called beta-glucan. And this beta-glucan actually supports our immune system. It boosts our immune system by making more antibodies, helping our body make more antibodies in our saliva and our mucous membranes, because that's the port of entry, right? You hear about people saying, wear a face mask, you know, and make sure you wash your hands and don't touch your face, don't touch your mouth or eyes. Those mucous membranes, that's where the virus likes to kind of get into your body. And so if you've got antibodies there, those are like super soldiers that actually just knock out viruses when they're actually trying to gain entrance into your body. Mushrooms with beta-glucan actually can defend against that. And it's been shown that you just really need to have about a cup and a third of mushrooms, like chopped up mushrooms, even once a week, and you actually get more of these defensive antibodies. So a little tip for your listeners, you know, most people who buy mushrooms will take them home, they'll cut off the caps, and they'll throw away the stems, right? That's what I used to do when I was much younger. And, you know, you find a place to dispose of the stems, maybe a compost pile if you're into doing that kind of thing. It turns out that researchers have looked at beta-glucan, and it definitely is present in the mushroom caps, so keep those, but there's twice as much in the stem. So you get double the goodness in the stem. So I tell people, don't throw the stem away, eat both the caps and the stems, and you can saute them, you can put them into soup, you can, you know, cut them up in a salad. Lots of different ways to actually do this. Mushrooms, one of my favorites that actually is super easy to actually get benefit on. Another one is olive oil. You know, we know that olive oil is a healthier fat, kind of fat. Now, you shouldn't have too much of any kind of fat, but if you had to choose between all the different kinds of things that fats you would cook with or put into a dressing, olive oil is a healthier choice. And studies have shown that olive oil actually can also, compared to other types of fat, can help to support and boost and enhance your immune responses as well. It just makes your immune cells work better. How much olive oil should you have? Well, all the health studies overall tell you that, you know, it's probably about 3 tablespoons of olive oil is a good amount to have. If you have a little bit more, and if you have less, it'll be okay. But 3 tablespoons of olive oil, just, you know, go into your kitchen and measure out a tablespoon and measure out 3 of those. It's, you know, you can imagine over the course of the day, if you're cooking and sauteing and things like that, you might easily get that much in. So olive oil will do it. And then, of course, you know, you might not be surprised that, you know, the old grandma and mom's adage about eating your broccoli is good for you. Broccoli contains a natural chemical called sulforaphanes. And it turns out that these sulforaphanes amp up the immune system. And so what's amazing is that baby broccoli, which you can get now, baby broccoli is just broccoli plants that are just 3 or 4 days old. So they're just tiny little sprouts. You can get them like in the the produce section pretty easily in the sprout section. They have 100 times the amount of sulforaphane that the grown-up big broccolis have, right? It's really odd that the little guys have more than the big guys. I guess they're just when they sprout, they get all they're going to have.
Maybe it's going to be more concentrated. Yeah, it's probably more concentrated.
Yeah, exactly. So there's been a research study done that's quite amazing at the University of North Carolina, where they actually studied young people getting a flu vaccine, right, to help their immune system fight off the flu virus. And they split up the group, and one group they just gave a placebo. The other group they actually gave a smoothie made with broccoli sprouts. So, and that was just basically a couple of cups of broccoli sprouts a day down the hatch. They got the flu vaccine, then they measured in their blood what happened. And it turns out that the people who got the vaccine, the vaccine actually amped up everybody's immune system, of course, but the people who got the vaccine and drank just two cups of broccoli sprout shake a day, their immune system ramped up 22 times higher.
Got my attention.
And when they were looking for the virus in a nasal swab, basically for the people who just didn't have this broccoli, you still found some virus there. People who got the shake, zero virus left in their mucous membranes. Okay. So, I mean, doesn't take much to think about the benefits. And by the way, broccoli sprouts don't taste exactly like big broccoli. They're kind of nuttier flavored. You can sprinkle them onto a salad. You can, put them on a main dish. You can saute them. You can put them into a smoothie with something else that you like, So, those are just three examples. There's some drinks that are good. Cranberry juice actually ramps up your immune defenses. It's true that cranberry juice can actually lower bladder infections.
Just not that sugary stuff. We want to make sure we get cranberry juice.
You want to get nothing but cranberry juice. It's not that it changes the pH. It's really because it helped the elagitannins that are found in the cranberries and some of the other natural chemicals, polyphenols, they actually help to body kind of light up the immune system and amp it up. Concord grape juice does the same thing. Pomegranate juice actually does something different. It turns out pomegranate juice helps our gut, our intestines actually secrete a little bit more mucus, which is healthy. And when we secrete healthy mucus in our gut, there are certain bacteria, healthy bacteria that grow. We call it the gut microbiome. Everybody's probably heard a little bit about this. But there's one bacteria called Akkermansia that actually is a immune booster. It's like it conducts surveillance in the body. And so pomegranate juice actually, makes the gut bacteria happy. And that gut bacteria actually helps ramp up our immunity as well. And so again, those are just some of the foods that I enjoy every single day. I also like mangoes. I love blackberries. I had them for breakfast today. Great sources of vitamin C. Vitamin C amps up the immune system as well. The things that I just told you, I put these into my diet regularly. And because there's so many different choices of foods that support our immune system, and some of them that actually boost them above and beyond, right? It doesn't take very much effort to actually eat healthy, even in the COVID-19 days.
I know. This is just fabulous. I want to make sure everyone out there in the Herb Podcast land knows that we're talking to our wonderful Dr. William Lee, and he is the author of Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself. And I want you to run on over to his website, which is drwilliamlee.com. So it's drwilliamlee.com. So you can learn about all of his wonderful work. I'm just thrilled to be, working with someone who is a fellow brethren, a physician who also has training in the nutrition sciences, which is so terribly important, especially today when we're looking for every single way that we can access to boost our immune function when, quite frankly, we're under assault, you know, by a novel virus that we're just learning about as we go along. It's really important that maybe you could take advantage of the opportunity of being home to cook, to grab that broccoli that Dr. Lee talked about, to be able to just enhance your nutrition plate with whole foods that are basically chock full of the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that we need to be able to boost our immune function. Dr. Lee, I just want to thank you once again for being on the Herb Podcast.
It's always my pleasure. So great to talk to you. And, you know, look, we're united and linked. Our arms are linked together to try to figure out how to get people good information they can count on. You know, as medical folks who realize that a lot of our colleagues don't have a lot of nutrition training. So those of us who have it, we've got to actually share it. And that's basically what we did today.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Everyone, grab the book, Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself. And now, this is your official reminder. Run on over to iTunes now. Rate and review the show because I want to hear from you. Why? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. Remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Hey, thanks for listening today. Stay safe and stay well.